Now, back to Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Don and Helen Luther on CFOS.
If you do not have a regular church home, the Salvation Army has welcoming congregations in Midland, Barrie, Wyarton, Hanover, Goderich, Sarnia, Port Huron, Michigan, Listowel, Wingham, Newmarket, Brampton, Orangeville, Aurora, Guelph, Owen Sound, and Collingwood. Worship services commence at 10:30 or 11. Please check locally. Please pray for us and all our listeners as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and please tell friends and family members about our Sunday programs.
Good morning, this is Steve Ritchie. Please note that during the coronavirus pandemic, Sunday morning church services will not be taking place. We will keep you advised.
The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song.
The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He has become salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He has become my salvation. The Lord
And from his daily devotional book, Hope for Each Day, the Reverend Billy Graham speaks to us about the brightness of God's love. Trouble will not hurt us unless it does what many of us too often allow it to do, harden us, making us sour, bitter, and skeptical. But it need not be this way. Troubles we bear trustfully can bring us a fresh vision of God and a new outlook on life. An outlook of peace and hope. If we make our troubles an opportunity to learn more of God's love and His power to aid and bless, then they will teach us to have a firmer confidence in His providence. As a result, the brightness of His love will fill our lives. Learn to trust God with a childlike dependence on Him as your loving Heavenly Father, and no trouble can destroy you. In those darkest hours before the cross, Jesus could still say, "I am not alone because the Father is with me." The same is true for you. Even in that last dark hour of death, when your flesh and your heart fail, you will be able to depend in peace upon Him who is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Thank you, Helen, for that teaching from the Reverend Billy Graham on the brightness of God's love. Truly, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I know now you will be blessed as you listen to this recording of Mario Lanza, "I'll Walk with God."
Put your whole self into it, seeing and living life as a God-centered context. John 14, "Have faith in God and faith in me. It is the Father who lives in me, accomplishing His works." We've got Easter, we've got Palm Sunday, we've got Good Friday coming up. One of the reasons Christians gather together each week for celebration is to remember the resurrection event. To look back on this incredible thing that happened to Jesus of Nazareth, and to realize that it is a continuing experience in the life of the Christian community. To realize that God's resurrection power is experienced in our own death as well as the death of Jesus. We are all going to die, every one of us. We are moving towards death with each passing moment. The people we love are going to die. One of the most unfortunate things about modern civilization is the unwillingness to face this honestly and openly. We say, let's change the subject, it's too morbid. We don't want to talk about it. We try to hide it. We try to suppress it and repress it. But try as we may, it continues on our subconscious level to tear us apart. Lately, however, there's a new willingness to confront the fact of death has begun to emerge. For example, when New York University listed a new course entitled The Meaning of Death, 220 students were accepted. Several hundred more were turned away because the classroom couldn't hold them. Astonished by this, the school authorities interviewed some of the students, finding out what the reason was for its popularity. One student summed it up by prevailing in the mood in his words, "We feel it is time to come to terms with the meaning of death." That is something the gospel is telling us. Week in and week out, we are reminded that facing squarely the fact of our own death and the death of the people we love is part of our Christian lifestyle. At this very moment, each of us is dying, partially. But the God who created us is creating a resurrection body for us. We will move into the next life in this resurrection body, and the wholeness of life. Despair turns into joy. Sickness into a wholeness of life. Death is transformed into life. This is what resurrection means in terms of our own death. But that's only part of the story. God's resurrection power works not only in and through our final death, but also through our daily deaths. Each day, there is a process of death and resurrection going on. We are all going through it sometime in the day. All these little things that go on. The resurrection power of God is working to give us new life, greater freedom, greater joy, deeper hope. Husbands and wives know that marriages go through periods of death, that certain things in marriage are outgrown and left behind and are no longer useful, that a new kind of relationship comes into being within the marriage, a new understanding between husband and wife. But the process often is painful. Moving from death to resurrection can be very hard on the people involved. But whether the situation calls for the resurrection of a good relationship or the dissolvement of a destructive one, God's resurrection power is always working in such circumstances, and healing will come whenever we allow ourselves to experience His presence. Caretaker in a large church lost his job because he was illiterate. It seems that people were leaving written instructions for him, which he couldn't read. Consequently, things weren't getting done and the job wasn't working out. But he was a very enterprising man, and after his dismissal, he went into business for himself. He became very successful, and so successful, in fact, that he went and applied for a bank loan and expanded his business that he had started. The bank official who reviewed his financial statement was impressed. When he discovered the man was illiterate, he was simply astonished. "Good heavens, man," he said. "You've done all of this and you are illiterate? Just imagine what you could have done if you could read and write." The ex-caretaker replied, "Yep, I'd be the janitor at the Methodist church." Now, losing your job because you can't read or write is a bad scene. But it's the same kind of bad scene that so often turns out to be a great blessing. If this man hadn't lost his job, he wouldn't have moved on to a greater life. Jesus expresses this beautifully, but on a far deeper level. In today's gospel, it says, "It is the Father who lives in me, accomplishing his works. Have faith in me." Jesus is talking about a whole way of life here, about seeing life and living life in the God-centered context. Whatever you do, the power to do it comes from God. Whatever happens to you, bad as it may seem at the time, does not happen outside the scope of God's concern. What a joy it can be to be able to say with conviction, the Father lives in me, accomplishing his work. The Father loves me. Right now, he loves me. Picture, if you can, a piece of blueberry pie, still warm, just out of the oven, juicy, sweet blueberries, that flaky crust, ice cream. Oh, and by the way, it has to be vanilla on the top. Imagine yourself as a guest saying to the cook, who is a very ample person, "This is fantastic. How are you able to bake a blueberry pie like this?" And with a twinkle in his eye and a very serious cook replies, "Well, it's this way. When I bake a blueberry pie, I put my whole self into it." That is what we're talking about. You can do it with blueberry pie or with your golf or with your hairdo and makeup. Teenagers sometimes do it with their cars. Many people do it with their families. But when it comes to dedicating our whole selves to the reality of responding to God's immense love for us, we break away. I'm not talking about becoming a fanatic or losing touch with reality. I'm talking about discovering what really, really reality is. And so, in your waking and in your sleeping, in your loving and in your being loved, in your working and in your playing, in everything you do, throw yourself upon the love of God in his way. That's the way the healing takes place. In the fears that burn like flame, in the guilt that cuts like a sword, in the broken hopes and dreams, throw yourself upon the love and mercy of God at these very points and feel his love welling up inside you and making it possible for you to put your whole self into the life of Christ. I'm Major Gord Armstrong from the Salvation Army-owned Sound Community Church, inviting you, if you wish, to Sunday morning service at 10:30.
Thank you, Major Gord Armstrong, for uplifting our spirits as we grasp a fuller understanding of Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life. And for us as believers, nothing happens to us outside the scope of God's concern. If that is not your belief, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior, I implore you to do so now. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, that you died and rose again to provide for my salvation and my eternal life. Forgive me my sins. I turn from my sinful ways and put my trust in you. I believe I am made whole. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Oh,
Music, inspiration, wellness. Catch Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Don and Helen Luther, Sunday mornings on 560 CFOS.
The Salvation Army brings you the gospel program, Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul, every Sunday morning. Ever since taking root in Canada in 1882, the Salvation Army has progressively, responsibly, and with Christian charity, met the needs of Canadians without partiality. The Salvation Army has and continues to operate in many areas, including family services, thrift stores, youth summer camps, food banks, courts, prisons, victim services, seniors and children's homes, hospitals, emergency services, and the list goes on. The Salvation Army also does its utmost to carry out the command of Jesus Christ to bring the gospel message to all people. Thank you for listening to our Sunday morning programs, and please tell a friend or family member to tune in as we share our faith together.